This is New England Public Radio News. There's a lot of talk about democracy going on in Amherst, Massachusetts. The town will vote later this month on whether to put an end to its centuries-old town meeting and adopt a new form of government. The debate hasn't always been friendly, as reporter Ben James found out.
Maybe you've already seen Annihilation, the new sci-fi movie in which Natalie Portman's character steps through this oily sheen called the Shimmer into a mysterious zone. Former allies go aggro on each other, and genetic mutation occurs at an alarming rate. That's pretty much what it's like to be a voter right now in Amherst.
These are dark times all across the country. Democratic institutions, democratic norms are being actively subverted, okay? And we can see this right here in Amherst.
That's Art Keene, active in one of three groups trying to preserve Amherst's current form of government. And here's one of his opponents, Johanna Newman, head of the group Amherst for All, advocating for a new 13-member town council.
The truth of the matter is that we're seeing proponents of the status quo throw all kinds of spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. And some of it evokes fear.
Okay, political passions are obviously running high in this most liberal of New England towns. The government is currently composed of town meeting with 240 elected members, along with a much smaller select board and a town manager, something like a mayor but not elected. Twice a year, town meeting convenes for a multi-week session to vote on numerous issues in quick succession. Andy Churchill is a member and a strong critic of town meeting. He chaired the 9-member commission that wrote the new charter, which is up for vote March 27th. He says town meeting might work well for its members, but not for most of Amherst.
It's a black box. It's hard to navigate, hard to access, and hard to hold accountable.
Churchill also argues that the intensive schedule excludes residents who can't make the night-after-night commitment. But defenders of town meeting see its 240 members as a necessary bulwark against the corruptive forces of big money and pro-development interests. John Fox is a longtime member and supporter of town meeting.
I see a 13-person council, which is what is being proposed, as an authoritarian body.
No checks and balances. This is one of the most common arguments you'll hear against the new charter. An all-powerful council, with no pushback from an elected mayor or the current town meeting, will force through zoning changes and governmental appointments against the will of the voters.
In my opinion, there are no devious forces that are trying to take over the town to do bad things here.
Ellen Story served in the Massachusetts legislature for 25 years until retiring last year. She says she's distressed by the rancor she's seeing in town.
I think maybe everybody is in a bad mood because we have Trump as our president, and I think that has really put a damper on people's civic spirits and made people frown more than usual.
Story wrote an op-ed in favor of the responsiveness and accountability an elected council would provide. She says the main power town meeting has is to say no.
And we have these smart, professional staff who do serious research and then bring what they recommend to town meeting. And what town meeting has done in several occasions is say, you know, no thank you.
For many charter supporters, this issue came to a head about a year ago when town meeting voted against a new school proposal, turning down $34 million from the state. Farah Amin is part of a coalition of parents of color who went to town meeting that night to argue in favor of the school proposal. She says she was blocked from speaking, and she's lost confidence town meeting will ever be representative of her.
This was making a big difference to our kids and the way our community works. And they just called the vote. You know, it just happened in split second. Everyone was going around going, what just happened?
Town meeting member Meg Gage voted in favor of the school proposal. In other words, she was on Amin's side in that vote. But she sees grave danger in the urge to change the town's form of government.
The idea that the voters are going to be more engaged, they're going to elect people who are diverse and representative in a way that's different from every other place in this state is magical thinking. It's not credible, and it's astonishing to me that people aren't seeing it that way.
Gage was on the commission that spent 18 months drafting the new charter, but she ultimately voted against its adoption, and she plans to vote no again on March 27th. She sees this as a moment of no return.
This feels like Amherst's Brexit. People are really angry, and they're using this process to vent their anger and come up with a reaction that's going to have consequences people aren't thinking through.
Brexit, Trump, accountability, corruption. Like I said, political passions in Amherst are running high. After a recent public debate on the new charter, I approached a group of older women. I was pretty confident they'd oppose the charter. The general sense in Amherst is that support for town meeting skews older. But like almost everything else in this debate, that assumption didn't hold up.
And you're an Amherst resident and you were...
For 57 or 8 years.
Oh, more than that.
Wait a minute, how much is...
She's over 90, for heaven's sake.
I came in 1950. How many years ago was that? 68 years.
Right.
Her name is Rhoda Honigberg, and she's a charter supporter. But she had a much bigger beef to address with me in the middle school auditorium that night.
There's an undercurrent of accusation that public officials are to be bought, that there's corruption, and we can't have 8 or whatever councillors, that they can be bribed, and we'll have Empire State Buildings downtown Amherst. I was a town assessor for a few years, and I kept waiting for somebody to offer me a bribe, and it never happened.
I hope you can picture her friends cracking up at her side. They'll all be heading to the polls to vote on the political future of a town to which they've given much of their lives. It was nice to spend a couple minutes with them. They didn't seem nearly as worried as everyone else. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.